Where do you feel it all went wrong for you tonight?
I'm very disappointed, and for everybody, you know, the supporters and the staff especially, and I feel as if the players let us down tonight. I don't think there's any other way of putting it, and we just didn't turn in, and you can make excuses like with three teenagers in the back four and all that sort of stuff, but we just need to get Darren Cole and Dean Jarvis back in the camp and try and build something here, which we've been trying to do, and we'll try to do that next week again to win a game and get ourselves consolidated in fourth position.
Of course, fourth position, Kenny, we are now close on your heels for that spot. Does that make next week's game all more important? They get the 3 points.
Yeah, it does. And to be ahead of Bray, and you look at the investment they've made in their team, that's an achievement in itself. And we'll continue to look upon our next opponent. And Bray is history now. We have to look at the next game, and that's what we'll do.
A few harsh words. Spoke at the all-time whistle, Kenny. In the dressing room?
Not really, no.
Like in there?
We tried to reflect more than to start to bully players. You know, we're disappointed, like everybody is.
It's hard, Kenny, when you have to keep reshuffling that defence as well, too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's fair. But we're only looking for excuses. You know, we have to look at how we can improve, and we've got to try and do that.
Kenny, one of the good things is you don't have to wait too long for another game.
Yeah, that makes a change, yeah. But, next week we're playing at home to Bray, home to Drogheda, yeah. So we're preparing for that, and hopefully we can bring some solace to the environment, to the club, to everything that we've worked hard to try and get.
Tonight's game, they scored in the 19th minute. Up until that point, your players were bossing the game. But the minute they scored, I thought it was a sucker punch goal, and then head seemed to just fall from then on.
Yeah, that's fair. They did, and we have to rise above that. I'm disappointed in that aspect of it. But we've came from behind this season before, and we'll do it again.
A few games left to go, so it's not dead and buried.
No, it's not. No, it's not. We'll still fight to the end.
It's the positive is it's still in your hands, the four spot especially.
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. Still in our hands.
And despite the 5-0 score, you still have the chances to. You know, Peter Cherry made two great saves.
He made three great saves and three or four hit him. It was just one of them nights. And you know, 1-0 down with a blatant penalty not given. Neil Doyle, I don't know, he gives us a penalty at 5-0. I thought it wasn't a hard game to referee, but he made it hard, as usual. And, you know, these aren't reasons that we were beaten, but he made his contributions.
You haven't won a home game since 2012 where he's been referee?
I know, I was told that. I can see why.
How do you pick up players? Obviously.
We've got to pick up. We have to. We have to pick things up. I'll pick myself up first, that's for sure.
Kenny, you've been in the game long enough, you've seen players up and ups and downs. You'll see the season's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet. Don't worry about that. We'll be back.